You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 113. Sometimes it's easy to look at someone else, someone who's had the success that we want, and think, gosh, it must have been really easy for them to reach success because of XYZ, you know, something stellar that they have that we don't. And we think this often without knowing the whole story. I know I sure did for years. So today, what I want to do is share a little of my journey and how it all unfolded, literally from zero to hero, so to speak, in case you might be thinking it must have been easy for me to reach the top. I'm going to share my story from kind of start to finish in what it took for me to be successful, because believe me, I was not a fast starter in network marketing. It wasn't until I discovered the internet that things really exploded for me. So let's talk about that on today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, welcome to today's show where I'm going to share a little bit of my story, my journey into success in network marketing. And it starts with my failures in network marketing to begin with, and how I went from being a skeptic to even getting involved in network marketing. Now, chances are you may have heard some of my story before, and if so, thanks for taking some time to either re-listen in, or you can certainly bop off. But what I'm hoping is that you're going to find a little bit of inspiration in it. Even if you've heard it before, there may be just a little nugget that's going to be helpful for you. And remember, my Inner Circle group coaching on network marketing success, how to build your business and create your own leads online, is alive and thriving over at jackieulmer.com/coach. If you have any questions for me or comments, tweet them to me at Jackie Ulmer over on Twitter. So let's talk about how network marketing success finally happened for me. You know, I'm not an instant success by any means. I share that repeatedly. And to be honest, I think that's one of the reasons that I had so much success online, is that I wasn't one who was standing up there chest thumping and trying to make it sound like it had been easy street for me, because it wasn't. And I love the part of my journey where I share my struggles, because I think it's important for everyone to understand what a successful person, and by successful, right now I'm talking about making a big income, which is what many people want. There's many other things that lend themselves to success. It's not all about the money. And I think if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know that that's how I feel. My family is number one priority more than anything. But in this case, I'm talking about, you know, how I got from struggling to reaching that top income earner status. I'm here to paint a picture for you of what's possible, and really to help you begin to create what I call a lifestyle business, one that you love and one that doesn't really feel like work at all, and one that provides true freedom, both time and money freedom, because both are essentially important to a lifestyle business. Maybe what you're looking for is to build something you do love, do work that's meaningful to you, and maybe even change the world, or maybe just even change yourself and your family. That's fabulous too. And you might even be saying, to heck with all of that, just help me fire my boss and get out of this corporate cubicle. I can relate to that too. Well, I've done just that, and I created what I do call a true pinch me business, one that I love, one that I jump out of bed daily to do, ready to do more, and ready to reach more people. So whatever your reason is, I can help you achieve it, and I hope that my story will serve to help you realize that it's possible for you. And I'm so glad that our paths have crossed, however they cross. So again, send me a tweet at Jackie Ulmer. Let me know how you found me. It's very important to know that I'm a very ordinary person with no special skills and no special education. In fact, I never finished college. I consider myself street smart, however, because I am self-taught and very passionate and driven about education that interests me. When I started, I had never taken a formal computer, web design, or internet marketing class. So it's important to know that, especially when we get to the part about the internet part of it. I began building a direct sales home business offline in 1994, 20 years. Actually, it was January of 1994. So as of this podcast, it's been almost 21 years. In 1999, the end of 1999, I took my business to the internet. I was just an average home-based business owner. I was a mom with two preschool-age children, a husband, an airline pilot husband who's gone half the month, and a huge desire for more. That was before the internet. I wasn't setting any records. I had success and I did make money, but much of it was a struggle for me. Much of it consisted of ways of doing the business that didn't appeal to me either, especially once I exhausted my warm market. I didn't like going out to the mall. Today, I've learned some better skills for doing that, so it's a whole different ball game now than it was then when I just didn't have the skills and couldn't find the training. But I did what I was supposed to do, taught to do. I made my warm market list. I contacted people. I developed the skills I needed to talk to people about my business. I joined networking groups, the Chamber of Commerce. I did all the traditional methods you hear about. And like many people, I certainly struggled with contacting my warm market in the beginning. I never wanted to be someone who chased my friends, my family, neighbors, and anyone who came within 3 feet of me. You've probably heard that story before. I was fortunate that before I started Motherhood, which is what launched me into network marketing ultimately, and before network marketing came into the picture, I had a great career. I was in sales in the airline industry. It was a dream job. I traveled the world wining, dining, and wooing travel agents and corporate travelers and doing all this on an expense account. How fun is that? It was truly a blast. I like to say it was the ultimate party for a living kind of job. The problem, though, is it didn't mesh well with motherhood. It really, truly didn't. So I traded in my traveling boots and my expense account for diapers and baby talk. And you know what? I never looked back. I did, however, begin to look around at some point. I loved being a mom and everything about motherhood, but the reality of it is living on one income is tough. And my desire to keep my foot in the corporate world and have something of my own led me to begin researching home-based businesses. My father had run his own business since I was very young, and I loved the fact that he was there for his family. He made breakfast for us every day, and it's kind of funny. To this day, I don't like to eat cold cereal because I got so spoiled to home-cooked breakfasts every single morning. I'm talking eggs, hash browns, green chilies, bacon usually, or ham, sausage sometimes, toast, orange juice, you know, kind of the old traditional big kind of breakfast that you think about. That's what my dad did. And he was home for lunch every day too. So in the summers, I always saw him then. And he was really able to set his own schedule around our many events and activities. So entrepreneurship to some extent runs in my blood. And I was determined to find something that was going to be a fit for me. Well, I researched a lot of different options and I started a word processing business. I had a computer and I put it to work. But I ran into a small problem right away. That was time and money. My income potential rested solely on my ability to produce as well as market my services. And when I first started it, I had a full-time job and then kept it going with a tiny baby. And it was very difficult. I found it very challenging because I really was trading time for dollars again. And it was just taking up more of my time. So I went back to my research to determine what would be a better match. Something that didn't require big capital investment. We had looked at franchising before. You can actually go back to one of my shows. Let me see, which show number is that? Ah, yes, here it is. It's show number 101. So jackieelmer.com/101, where I talk about a little bit about our story looking at franchising and how franchising and real estate are closely aligned. So go to the show notes and that link will be in there if you want to, you know, research that. So I didn't want something that was going to require a big capital investment. So my options were really pretty limited. I mean, as you can imagine, especially if you've looked around, you know what that looks like. All roads seem to be pointing me back to a profession called network marketing, MLM, or direct sales. It seemed to be the best option for me in terms of income potential and time freedom. But all the things that I was reading were not positive, and in fact, there were some serious negatives regarding the industry. But I kept doing my research, and I really did get excited by the stories that I read about those ordinary people creating extraordinary lives through this industry. I liked the idea of self-improvement and developing my people skills further. I liked the team concept and the ability to improve my own life situation while helping others do the same thing. It seemed to be a very equitable system. So finally, after exhausting all other business options and doing as much research as I possibly could, I decided to jump in and give network marketing a try. Now, I say try, and I use that lightly, because really and truly, I was committed from the very start. Once I really got into it, I was committed from the start. So I always hesitate to use the word try, because I don't like it when people use that for me, because I know that try, you know, really lets you off the hook. But that's another story. The thing is, that was a challenge for me, is that I was an extreme skeptic when I finally did start in the profession. I was leery of talking to my family and friends and others and letting them know that I had joined one of those things. Does this sound familiar to you? Have you ever felt this way? One thing that I absolutely did know, though, I wanted the income, I wanted the lifestyle that a network marketing business offered. And more than anything, I did not want to put my children in daycare. That was my why, and my commitment to it was all-consuming. Well, today, after more than 20 years, I've made nearly every mistake that could possibly be made, yet I still managed to build a multi-million dollar business and created a downline of over 10,000 with several different companies. My early attempts at building the business were not pretty. In fact, I would love to have a recording of my early phone calls to prospects, just to prove to people that there's hope for anyone in this business. If you're determined to make it, you will. If there's anything you're struggling with, I'm here to assure you that it can be overcome if you're serious, committed, and willing to accept nothing less. Well, as time and experiences ticked away, I improved and learned from earlier failures. I learned to use these experiences as educational building blocks and to continue to get better with every single day. This really helped me once I took my business to the internet. So speaking of the internet, it was about 6 years into my business that I literally stumbled upon it. I really did. I was aware that dot-com fever was taking over. I was seeing it everywhere. I was hearing it in radio commercials. I was hearing it on TV shows, in the news. I was seeing it on billboards. It was in magazines. I was seeing, you know, website addresses, something, 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 .com. So I knew that it was taking over. But I was so green beyond green, and it had not yet piqued my interest like it ultimately did. But here's what happened. The company that I was with was one of the very first pioneers of launching personal websites for its independent distributors. So I was getting this website. I was going to become a .com, and I didn't have a clue what that meant. Just so happened that on a Saturday in October in 1999, there was a company offering a free internet marketing seminar. It was a 2-hour seminar, and I could attend for free and maybe learn some stuff. And I actually didn't even find it. One of my downline found it, called me and said, "Hey, do you want to go to this?" I said, "Sure, why not? What do we have to lose?" Now, the reality of it is I really didn't want to go. It was a beautiful day in October in Phoenix. And if you know anything about the Phoenix weather, you know that in October it's finally cooling off, and it's just absolutely the perfect time of year there. My husband was home from work, my kids were there, and I really didn't want to go, but I felt like it was a good opportunity. What I know now is that the universe was totally nudging me to go open this huge chapter and fling the doors wide open on what was going to be the breakthrough for me in my business. Well, I attended the seminar, and I sat there, and I didn't understand hardly anything that they were saying. They were using terms that I didn't understand at all. But what intrigued me and then got me extremely passionate was the information that they shared about the facts and figures of how fast the internet was growing, who was using it, and that it was the greatest research tool of our time, that people were going there to find solutions to everything. Now, on the one hand, I could have chosen not to really believe that, because guess what? I wasn't using the internet as a research tool at that point in my life. But who was I to not believe the numbers that they were sharing. I mean, they were sharing facts and figures and citing the statistics, citing the sources that they got them from, and they were viable sources. And all of a sudden, you know, it like all came into alignment, how I was seeing .com everywhere and how, wow, you know, this was basically replacing the phone book and replacing so many different things. And I thought to myself, if people are going to the internet to find a restaurant in downtown Manhattan, or if they're going to the internet to find the operating hours for Disneyland, or whatever it is they're going to the internet to find, some of those people must be going to the internet to find a home business, to find a way that they can earn some extra income, to find a way that they can quit the corporate gig and work from home and get their kids out of daycare. That was my passion. I assumed everybody wanted to do that. So I got home and immediately went to the library and checked out every book I could find on internet marketing, building a business on the internet. Probably ended up with about 12 books. I came home, dumped them all in the middle of the table and told my husband, I'm taking our business to the internet. Well, he looked at me like I was crazy and wasn't super interested in talking about it, but it didn't matter. I was hooked. And you know, today I still have a pile of books on internet marketing that are always surrounding me. Some of them are oldies but goodies. Some of them are the latest. I still love Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk, Launch by Jeff Walker, Brendon Burchard's Millionaire Messenger, Michael Hyatt's Platform, and others. And I'll give you links to these in the show notes so you can go check them out, because I still use and refer to these on a regular basis. I want to encourage you to never stop studying and don't stop being a student. Now, I want to give a quick disclaimer, because you'll hear a lot of debate about old school versus new school marketing techniques in direct sales, and both work, and never think otherwise. I do believe that you should always notify your warm market using good success language and using scripting and different things that we've covered over and over on the podcast, and that I cover in my coaching program, JackieAlmer.com/coach, and that I cover in StreetSmartScripts.com. All of those resources have that, so I do believe that you should notify. But the most important part about that is to remember this. Everyone who goes online looking for a business has a warm market, okay? And I know that there's somebody in their warm market who's in a business that might interest them, but they've never been notified by that person. So they're going online and they're gonna find me and I'm gonna sponsor them. Or hopefully they're gonna find you and you can sponsor them. Now, you may be thinking that it must have been easy for me to transition to the internet. Maybe I already had a computer background because I mentioned a word processing business. Believe me, they're very different. Maybe I already knew the inner workings of the internet and had a head start. And I love to reinforce this point because it's so important to note if you're doubting your own abilities. The reality of it is, as I mentioned, I knew that the internet existed. I knew that there was a website called Yahoo for finding things, although I never knew how to get back to where I originally started when I got out there, because I'd go down a million different rabbit trails, and you probably know what I'm talking about. I knew that we had an email address, which rarely contained anything of value. But you know what? I was just a stay-home mom who wanted to create something more for my family and more for the future. I didn't want my husband to have the stress of supporting a family of four on one income. I didn't want to leaf through travel magazines and wish that we could travel too. So that was it. I was greener and green than green, but I was willing to commit to the process. I mentioned that in that seminar, they were saying things that I didn't understand. These are some concepts I knew nothing about. URL. I had no idea what that term meant. Domain name. Same thing. What's a domain name? Domain of what? Autoresponder. That sounded way too techie to even think about. Even lead capture or splash page, lead magnet, those terms weren't being used yet at that point. Search engine optimize, pay-per-click, all these were foreign terms to me. And social media marketing, as far as I know, that term didn't even exist at this point. But here is what I did know and what I still know today. The facts and figures associated with this growing phenomenon called the internet was staggering. And it's still staggering. And you know what? I wanted to be a part of it. I knew it was the answer to my prayers for growing a successful business. I knew this was going to be my ticket to success in network marketing. But I also knew this. I knew it was going to take some effort, and it would be the best decision ultimately I would ever make in terms of my business. I knew that this was how this stay-at-home mom with small children was going to make network marketing work, make a name for myself, and develop that gangster income. I was sold. There was no turning back for me. I rolled up my sleeves and got busy, even though my sponsor told me, "You're crazy. You're going to lose your whole business. This is a belly-to-belly business that can only be done face-to-face." Well, here's what happened. It exceeded my wildest expectations. It created exactly what I wanted in a business from home and in network marketing and in some secondary multiple streams of in- outcome called affiliate marketing. It allowed me to toss my advertising and paid leads list, to stop hanging out in coffee shops waiting to be no-showed by my prospect, to stop spending hours at weekly meetings, and it allowed me to have my business out in front of big numbers of people without ever needing to be physically present. Now, that doesn't mean I was opposed to being physically present. I just didn't need to be. Pinch me, it was a dream come true. Quite honestly, I'm still lost in the dream, except it's really happening. Here are the few of the benefits of finding people through the internet, or rather having them find you. And you know what? I wrote these down years ago and they still have not changed. More qualified prospects. What I mean is these prospects are more qualified when you talk to them. It's a self-help world and people use the internet to find solutions. Once they land on your website, they are much more highly qualified as a prospect for your business because of the way that they located you. People come to you. That's right. They find you through a variety of different ways that we cover on the podcast. They essentially ask you to tell them more about your business. And seriously, what more can you possibly ask for? Number three, target marketing. The internet allows you to find those people who are a likely target market for your business and for your products because of the way the internet's set up. If you make a list of everyone you know, a large percentage of those on your list are not looking and they're not interested. And again, that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but that's a reality you need to know. But it's much more fun and profitable to work with people who come to you already interested. Number four, no more overcoming objections. You know, I love this part. The three biggest objections in network marketing are, is it network marketing, MLM, or a pyramid? Or I have no time, or I have no money. By using a personal website and the tools I explain, you know, in my podcast and in my Inner Circle Coaching, I never hear those objections anymore. I no less have to overcome them. Number five, it created time leverage. I regularly sponsor new people into my business while I'm at the beach, while I'm on vacation, I could be sleeping, or could be anywhere from home, anywhere but home actually, anywhere but working my business. And this happens because I have the tools set up online to find, sort, and sponsor team members without having to actually be there. In other words, I don't necessarily go out looking for leads, they come to me. I create marketing funnels and I do marketing activities, and those activities produce results. Number six, sort in, sort out. People sort themselves onto my site and into my business system online, and they also sort themselves out. If they're not qualified or interested, by simply clicking out, they can be gone. This is great because I invest my time in serious prospects and I don't waste my time with those who are not interested. Number seven, no geographical or time limitations. My business partners are made up of people all over the country and all over the globe. I'm not restricted by time zones, other commitments, or anything like that in presenting my business to them. They land on my website, they preview everything without me, and then we go from there. Eight, it offers a simple repetitive follow-up, which is the key. An automated follow-up system allows me to capture a prospect's attention when the time is right for him or her. This is done through an automated email campaign. Number nine, and I love this, the low overhead. You know, the required marketing costs online run around $30 to $70 a month, and that's not bad for a full-blown, full-color, talking brochure that will sell for me any time of day or night, any place, regardless of where I am. And, you know, I stress that's what's required because you may choose to expand some of what you do as you progress and you may add some expenses to that. But seriously, a solid blog and a great autoresponder are really the required tools that you need, as well as, you know, your commitment, your persistence, and your focus and doing what needs to be done. And then number 10, finally, and don't miss this point, you now have a business that you truly own. You can take it with you anywhere. And as much as I appreciate all that network marketing and the profession has provided me, it has not come without some costs too. One thing I learned is that while I can create a great income with network marketing and I can create time freedom, I don't truly own that business I operate, because I operate under their policies and procedures, their terms and conditions, and I have no say over these. And they can be changed at any time. That's just a reality of it. Compensation plans can be changed at any time, and the overall structure of a company can be changed, sold, and dissected to the point that it may not even resemble the company that I joined. I'm not in complete control, and I've had several incidences with company changes that left me unhappy and with the realization that I would be starting over. But with my own website and my own email list, I can make whatever changes I want. You know, I was able to easily make some changes on my website to my autoresponders and be in another business opportunity with another company almost without skipping a beat. I could still generate leads and build a team. And over time, this was big for me, I could create products and services to market to my list, generate my own training and marketing company. I love this way of doing business, and now I truly control my destiny regardless of what my network marketing company decides to do. After all, the network marketing company is still what we call corporate America. Even if you're outside the US, you know what I'm talking about, and those decisions can directly affect me. So I followed the coaching of some great internet marketers, not network marketers, but true internet marketers, people who were making a killing selling their own products and services and their own style of doing business online. Because the principles were the same, and I saw that very easy and very early on. Many of those people are no longer around or they've gone on to other things, but the principles that they taught me way back when are timeless, and it's what I still do and teach today. And those primarily consist of: have your own website, have your own blog, capture leads there, develop a relationship with those leads by providing content, and then share that content on marketing channels such as social media. That would be Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Google+, and more. You share that content out there, and then you make sure that you stay consistent and get to know your audience. So that's what I did then, and that's what I still do today. Success, even online, didn't happen overnight, but wow, did it change things. I soon was sponsoring more people every month than I did in a year. And as of July 2010, I had sponsored more than 1,200 people personally, people who found me, came to me, and requested to know more about my business, people who have sold themselves on a career in network marketing and a partnership together. And here at the end of 2014, I've sponsored over 1,800 people. So see how that can grow? Then what happened is I started being invited to do webinars, to speak at events, and asked about coaching, asked about creating my own products. And you know what's so funny? These are things that I dreamed of doing back in 1999 when I sat hunched over that laptop, breaking my back, building my website, tearing my hair out, wondering how I was ever going to figure out the technical aspect of things, and wondering what a mom like me was doing thinking that this would work. But it did work, and it still does work. And I figured out all those technical aspects. And I did all that without YouTube and videos that today make it so much easier to learn what you need to know. So that, in a nutshell, is my story. Today, I'm very focused on coaching and mentoring others to success in direct sales, developing a business online, and using the tools of social media. And it really is a pinch me business. So I want to give you some action steps that you might take after listening to my story. See if any of it inspired you and see what steps you want to take. First, decide how serious and committed you are to your own success. Make some decisions around how you want to build your business. What methods will you use to reach people? These are important questions to ask. Are you going to be marketing online? If so, see the show notes, jackieelmer.com/113. Over in the show notes, I'm going to have some links to some resources that you can use to do just exactly that. Okay? Develop a yearly calendar. Develop that yearly calendar, yes, a full year, then work it backwards into 90-day cycles so that you can decide what it is that you're going to be doing and then take those daily action steps. Put your blinders on and get busy. And then finally, have faith that if I can do it or anyone can do it, you can too. Well, I hope that you've managed to find some inspiration in that, and hopefully you found some resolve to know that if you just get out there, you can do it too. Now it's that time for an iTunes review and shout out and to enter someone else into a drawing for a free month of my Inner Circle coaching program. And this comes from Happy HL. And if you're going to give me a review, you might want to also put your real name in it, because I want to give you a shout out. I want to find you on Twitter and tweet you and all that good stuff. But Happy HL writes, I recently began working in direct sales. I went to Google and typed in some random wording about this and found Jackie. I've been listening to her podcast over the past couple of weeks and so many times. I'm always inspired by her. I keep hearing, don't give up, and I keep going. Thanks, Jackie. Well, thank you, Happy HL. It's so nice to hear that from you. I really appreciate it. And if you want to be entered into a free month of coaching, a drawing for that, go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes, jackieelmer.com/Stitcher, and send me a tweet and let me know what you'd like to hear about, what you have questions on over at @jackieelmer. Show notes, jackieelmer.com/113. And until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @jackieelmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.